Showtime, star time. Yeah, it's a www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls that love it nice and mellow. Start the show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jah to all, rock and bustin', ooh, rockin' and swing. Greetings, Dr. F bring. From Jah, both Jah to all, Caribbean lover, ooh-wee. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, Dr. F, you keep playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, where music is nice, hold your little string and rub it tonight. Whoa, whoa, greetings, Dr. F, bring from Jah to all, rock and muffin, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F, bring from Jah, both Jah to all, ragamuffin, ooh-wee. Yes, most definitely, we got it like that. It's www.caribbeanradioshow with Dr. F. Surfing show, the girls still love it so. Keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend representing. Pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, said Pete.
Wonderful. Good evening to you. Good morning to you, wherever you are on this side of the world. We are 8:12 p.m. on the eastern side of the globe. Wow, wow, wow. We had a marathon show. Really, really got up and do some sweating and humming and all of them great things to some of the great reggae music that were in the past. You know, a lot of us sometimes, if you're a certain age, you always visit those music. But a lot of us are not listening in. I'm working in the studio. Okay. I want to say big love to Forrest. Big love to you, my darling. I'm going to talk to you pretty soon to tell you how to get some of these new and exciting things going on here at Caribbean Radio Show, CRSRadio.com. I want to say big love to the man called Jarrain. Hey, I need to get my banner. Yeah, I need to get my banner. I need to get my banner how I want it. All right. Want to say big love to the big sister in the house, Miss Yvette. Check all three places. Yes, volume okay. Everything. I want to say big love to all the listeners listening in on TuneIn Radio. I want to say big love to you. While our TuneIn Radio is being up and firing, crazy. Those of you listening in on CRSRadio.com, we want to say thank you so much as well. Hey, it is Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. A lot of us get outside and we do the barbecue and sing. Trust me, where I am, you would think it's the winter coming. It is cooled. It's cooled. Not cold, but cooled. Way a little past cool, but not really freezing, twitching cold. But darn, it is. We had a couple of nights the temperature really dropped, really, really dropped. But hey, we're not complaining because we know what can happen when it really, really, really is cold. I want to say thank you so much, all of you guys who have been listening. You know, Saturday evening time, we take the time out to help our artists and also get out and get the Reggae Round Robin update from Miss Yvette and what's going on the site this week. I know she's going to be telling us about a lot of extra promotion that is going on and the feedback we're getting. I mean, we're getting there. It is slow. I won't even say it's slow. You know what? When there is only two people, is a lot of work that has to be done. There are a lot of people who still don't know about Reggae Round Robin. When you get an opportunity to talk one-on-one with a person, their whole world lights up. Their whole world lights up by the concept. So I think it's tragedy, 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 tragedy. And part of that tragedy is also encapsulating to get more help, to get more help. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We are working on our website, www.crsradio.com. Again, there is the hands, the studio is humongous. World Wide Web is humongous. Virtual studio is humongous. But when one person have to do 50,000, literally 50,000 person's job, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how good you are. You just cannot get. Since we need a little sleep, since we're still human, there are so much little things that has to be done that is not getting taken care of. So anyway, we ask the universe for good help. We ask for consistency. And I think we just have to ask maybe a couple more times. We still need a lot of people to help out, really, really. And if the artists, and we need to kind of, I don't know how to get understanding and how to get interest, to wrap up interest and understanding into folks, but it's tough. It is a bit tough when you understand and you have the foresight to see certain things. It kind of frustrates you when everybody else is not seeing what you're seeing. Your world is not connecting with your world. For me, it kind of rips me up a lot of time. So, we had 95 today in Florida. We had about 68. I mean, if you run the marathon, it is an ideal day to go out and run. I'm not, hear what I'm saying. I'm still not complaining. I'm only telling you, hey, we're on the heels of summer, and it dipped down a little bit much for this time of the year. Very unseasonal, but it's okay. It's okay. Hey, what we're going to talk a little bit about this evening is some of the things that artists may not be paying attention to. And that is how they operate within the realms of the social networking. And you know, I'm going to try and take my time and go through this a little bit at a time. I've spoken with quite a few respectable DJ presenters. And when I compare notes, I am finding that all of the DJ in unison have about the same kind of concern, maybe same kind of a problem, no matter how you put it, the same kind of concern, same kind of problem. When it comes on to artists. And it's not a problem as such, but it is at a point where you're thinking that artists is not connecting the two worlds of communication in terms of radio, because that's a part of your career. I mean, artists may not consider, I don't know why you wouldn't, consider DJs involving or presenters involving or the media involving as a pivotal part, a primary part of their career, as it is with also your audience. Now, those things sometimes are relevant to some artists when they're so-called, quote-unquote, up-and-coming. They will knock your door down for you to play their music. They knock your door down for you to listen to their music. I just got somebody, of course, of the many I get today, somebody knocking in my door. Hey, did you listen to my music? This was just about 15 minutes ago. I mean, over and over, they drop it in. Hey, listen to this music. It's a new music. bam, 15 minutes or thereabout, five. Did you listen to my music? As if they carve you out sitting down and waiting for you to just be sitting there waiting for another music to get dropped in the box. And immediately they drop it in the box, they want you to sit and listen to it. And as a radio station or a presenter, or as a radio station in general, you want to throw right back because it kind of gets you a little bit mad. I mean, maybe some DJs or some presenters are not so mad at that, but I and a lot of folks that I have spoken to directly kind of find this kind of a way of introducing music by artists to radio station at the least not very appropriate. Their way of doing things is certainly not very effective, and I would say not necessarily appropriate, but on their part, not at all effective. Are you, as I spoke last week about how artists should present their music to radio, and I'm sure nobody's listening, and if nobody's listening, I think you're going to be struggling for a little while to get real authentic, station that has staying power, because somebody may say, well, there are a lot of radio station out there. Yes, there are a lot of radio station out there, but how many radio station has come spend 6 months people starting up radio station, see you have a radio station and think that, hey, this is something that I can just get up and start up and boom, the entire world would be knocking on my door and I'm a number one radio station. It does not work like that. Trust me, it doesn't work like that. The average radio station don't even last for 3 months. The struggle for a lot of us is to keep our listenership, and that is hard. For those of us who really want to stay in the business, you just have to get out there and you're constantly pushing and pushing. But when there's a million and one station every single day, I mean, of course, the listenership is just kind of chunked up all over the place. And this one start up this week, you realize you look in your chat room, you have nobody listening, you think, or you have one or two people, and that's not impressive. And you say, well, nobody's listening to me, let me lock up shop. I cannot keep doing this for 4 or 5 hours a week and only have two people in the chat room. For those people who only have those amount, it is a tough job. It is a tough job. Not on top of that, consistency is what we have to lean into in order for people to start to say, no, you know what? Whether one person is here or two person is here or myself alone is here, I am going to be continuing with this job because I consider this a job now. I consider this a mission. So, I mean, somebody may come into your chat room. Oh, nobody's there. So let me go off and find where the chat room is busy and all of that. You know, and you may have 10 people in the chat room, but these people are not viral. These people are not viral. They are the same 10 people every day. So basically, it's a zero chat room. What a lot of radio stations rely on is viral listener, not people who you see in the chat room every day. That's hardly going to get anybody there. So even if you have a chat room with 40 people who are the same set of people, I mean, you're not making an impression, period. But anyway, let's go back a little bit. Artists need to understand, and I will go like a scratch record on this, that this is a two-way street, as I've told this young man. This is a two-way street. You cannot expect a DJ or a presenter to spend 10 hours a day or 5 or 1 or 2, even 30 minutes a day, spinning your music. And you don't find the time of day whether or not to encourage your listeners or your fans to come and support the station. It just don't work. It don't pan out, period. It is a one hand washing the other situation. And unless we find station, and I'm a person, I think even in my personal life, I do that in my work ethic as well. I think you have to, I always say, you have to find something and be compassionate about it, be loyal to it, and until you have loyalty, you're going to be a stone that gathers no mass. You're going to be here, there, everywhere, and everywhere, but you're not going to lay down roots. You have to have roots in order to be successful at any single thing you do. If you're married, you cannot be having 12, 13 different women and men or whoever you have. You have, in order for that to grow, in order for that to develop, you have to have loyalty. You have to put down solid roots, or the relationship is not going to survive. It's not going to survive at all. It don't go like that at all. It don't go like that. You have to build a brand. And in building a brand, it needs loyalty. It needs consistency. And I think this is what the music industry, for a lot of the upcoming artists, they try here, they go to this station, they go to that station, they drop off the music at this one, they drop off the music at that one, and that is good. But here is a strategy that I think works. You build up, you get one station, and you can do that one station or two station at a time. You get around, you introduce your listeners to say, hey, you know what? Let us build up CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. All of you guys, these guys play my music night and day. And you know what? If you come and visit my show, be heck you're going to get your music played, because I see you, I see you're supporting me, so I'm going to make you feel happy by, even if your song wasn't scheduled, you're going to be hearing your song played. That's how you have to do. This is how we get things done. But if you're going to tell me, hey, I can't come and listen to your show, Dr. F, because there's a million and one places out there, then I would say to you, are you listening to a million and one station? Then if you're listening to a million and one station, why is not my station on your million and one list? You know? You left me off of the million and one station because your list. Because you have 1,000,001 and you can't add me on to make the 1,000,001. So, and I would say to you, artists, I understand, and I truly understand. You cannot be everywhere and do everything for everyone at the same time. You're not God. You're not omnipotent. So I would say, well, that's good. That's good, my artist. Wish you all the luck. You know, I may tell you I like your music or, you know, something like that. But you know what? I'm not going to play your music. I'm not on your list. I'm not going to play your music. What you take me for? You know? What do you take me for? I am not going to play your music if you cannot listen nor patronize my station. It don't make no sense. So, I mean, we say, you know, hi and bye and, you know, hey, wish you all the best. So, I think that we have to develop a loyalty. Loyalty is my word today. You have to build up a loyalty. The reason why you're going to be successful at what you do, you must have loyal fans. You have to have loyal fans. So you will build yourself. These people are going to help you to promote your music. They're going to help you to, in that they're going to be buying your music. But if you don't have a loyal fan, you cannot make it in this music business. Who is going to buy your music? I don't care if you sing like a songbird. If you don't have people who love your music and will follow you, you drop one song, they buy it. You drop another one, they buy it. They start to follow you and they become your fan. and you want them to be loyal fans. So you're going to have your Facebook page. You're going to talk to them. You're going to say hello to them. You see somebody have a birthday, you're going to say happy birthday. You're going to give them some free download. You're going to try and, you know, talk them up a little bit on your Facebook and make them know that you're thinking about them. That is one and washing the other strategy. That is loyalty. They are spending money on your record. They are coming to your show. You cannot abandon them. You cannot think that you're bigger than them. You cannot think that you're a superstar without them. Yeah? You're not a superstar without your fans. Neither you're a superstar without the media. Now you have a choice of media because you have the social networking now that wasn't around even say 7 years ago, because there was no Facebook 7 years ago. Of course, you had MySpace at the time, and they've since died. Facebook is now taking that place, and something else is going to come up and also take Facebook place, because nothing lasts forever. I'm sure if you're following the turns of time, you realize that is true. Now, we have to really have strategy in whatever we do in life. If it is your personal life, if it is your business life, we have to have some strategy. And we have to take into consideration the things that are very, very important. And we have to focus on those things and build those. When we are properly grounded with those things that are very important, then you can segue into other things. But you must build a solid foundation of loyalty. And I'm going to be talking about that, using that word quite a bit for the duration of this show. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to show our loyalty to some of our musicians that has been supporting us, and we're going to be changing our strategy here at Caribbean Radio Show and do the loyalty business a lot, because I am, you know, really shuffling up a lot of things, and you have to take stock of what you're doing, what is working and what is not working. If you're doing the same thing over and over and you're not getting the result, you know what you have to do. Change the things that you're doing over and over and over again to get different results. You cannot do the same thing that you're doing over and over and expect to get a different result, okay? Hey, going to take a short musical break, and one of our big, big supporter, the man and a favorite of somebody I know very well. I think this is our theme song, you know. But my girl, Miss Yvette Critter, all of those pretty posters, thank you so much for your help. Without you, wouldn't be looking so nice and shiny and beautiful.
Baby girl. So when I'm looking till I say yes, I get on my door. This was ordained, it's not strange. This is what the emperor proclaimed. I just have the expert for the reporter. What about rising the eye, sweet finger, ear, and your rest. You.
Of the globe, sitting in for you, Dr. Av, this evening. Memorial Day weekend, have a whole weekend until Monday, a long weekend to enjoy some of the great music, at least to go surfing. Hey, some of the precautions you should take over the weekend. The drinking and driving thing and the drinking and drunking thing, we better cut that out and save some lives. Also, the texting thing, well, I'm going to know sometimes. We can't really use our better judgment because not only are you endangering the lives of others, you're endangering your life of the life for yourself. And if you can't really reach out to anybody else, you need to reach out to yourself, right? Because maybe you have some wonderful people depending on you, so you have to survive for them, okay? So the holiday weekend always get us excited, especially when the sunshine comes out, especially on our part of the world, that we have the changes of the weather. So keep it locked in here as well. We've been playing some great, great music for you, as well as we are trying to get out some of the things that may help an artist if you wish to listen, that will help your music a little bit more. You may not think that they're important, but I think that they are important, and they're really important. Want to say also, it's the weekend when, you know, you're kind of doing activities, and a lot of you are supporting nonprofit organization. Read Across JA is having some activities in Philadelphia area as we speak, along with the Andrew Dixon Foundation. Andrew Dixon Foundation is trying to put some latrines. Maybe some of you people don't know what latrines are. Outdoor toilet, pit toilet. You dig a hole and you put a little box over it, or sometimes concrete over it, and you do your thing. I mean, most of us are privileged to have our flush bathroom inside our house, a hole comfort of getting inside. A lot of folks still in Jamaica have outside pig toilet, and explaining that it's not very nice for a young child, because you always think you're going to drop down into that toilet, and a lot of kids have fallen into the toilet there. Because sometimes it's not too good. Never does the smell too good either. Big people fall down in there too as well. So the Andrew Dixon Foundation, along with taking baseball to Jamaica, and Andrew Dixon is one of our great former giant football player from Jamaica, and he is taking his skill to Jamaica, going into the rural community and inner city community, and bringing baseball, introducing baseball there. So just like in the Dominican Republic, we have is a mecca for these baseball players coming out there, helping their country, helping their family. He wants to do the same thing for Jamaica. So pretty soon, hopefully, we will be having some great Jamaican ball players coming out of this program. So www.andrewdixonfoundation.org. Let me take a moment to talk a little bit about this toilet thing. St. Mary Primary School, I mean, they had Ministry of Health really citing them several months ago, because there was a health problem there with these toilet, these outdoor toilet, because basically they're just pit with a covering over it, and all the fecal matter is just there until it gets filled. And some of them get filled up, they don't get replaced, and this is when we have a lot of problem, lots and lots of problem. So we're asking you, for those of you who are listening in this evening, I've created a page that is an umbrella for several of the organization and individuals who are helping out in Jamaica. The page is called on Facebook, Jamaica Land We Love. So if you put that in on Facebook, you'll be able to get that. Is the link is facebook.com, www.facebook.com/WeJamaica. Make it nice and short that you can't forget it. But the link is Jamaica Land We Love. If you just hit on Jamaica Land We Love, you will see palace1.org. You'll see the Andrew Dixon Foundation. You'll see Read Across Jamaica, Read Across JA. You would see the Trenchtown Reading Center as well. You will see shintaimusic.com. Let me tell you a little bit about that young man. Years ago, when I started this, about 3.5 years now, when I started this station, Shintai was one of the first musicians we had on our show, still supporting us. And his music, shintaimusic.com, all the proceeds from his music that he sells goes towards taking care of 5 elderly family in his community that he grew up in. And just recently, things are getting a little better with the fans, you know, purchasing a little bit more and more of his music. And he's getting a few gigs here and there. So congratulations to you, Shintai. Mr. Mark Tomlinson is his legal name, those of you who know that name. And he just told me that he's able now to add 5 kids in his community who he start a lunch money little program. So there's 5 kids along with 5 elderly folks in his community that are receiving some aid from his music. So www.shuntaimusic.com, S-H-U-N-T-A-I, music.com. Go purchase a song. It's 99 cents or 89 cents for a couple of tracks. Please, the proceeds from this goes to help families and now kids in Jamaica. That's what we're talking about. We talk about love. Let's not only say love, but do love. You know, love is an action thing. It's not a say lip thing. It's an action thing. Muscles and pocket and everything that will show some kind of a movement towards alleviating somebody out of some serious, serious dilemma. And of course, a lot of our community, the poverty level is it's stench like the pit toilet, believe you me. So congratulations to ShuntaiMusic .com for able to expand your program to include five little kids. You call it the lunch money program. So big up yourself, my brother. We're just trying to follow in your footsteps. Palace1.org, that's www.palace1.org, with Ruler Brown Network. Ruler Brown, of course, I call him my hero man, reaching out to the Jamaica on a different scale now. We're talking about high school to university or tertiary level education. Those who have worked hard and passed their courses and are advancing from high school into university, we need your help badly. I cannot even express right now. Last year we were able to do 55 scholarship and 4 computers. This year we've challenged ourselves a little bit more, wanting to do 100 computers and 100 scholarship. And I'm telling you, we are, we are really, really, it's like we bit off more than what we can chew in terms of the numbers. We're in a hold right now. We're in a bind. We're not getting enough cooperation. We're not getting enough fund. Because remember, these scholarships are funded by you. They're funded by us, rather. We alone can't do all of it. I mean, I didn't get that $600 million, or else probably I wouldn't be here. But you know what? It is nice when all of us make the investment. It's nice when all of us make the investment, because there's so much that we can achieve from this when we all do it together. When one person just get up and do it all, it's not so nice. But if we all do it together, we will see the importance. We will get, everybody will get the benefit. And of course, some of us will have a little bit more that we can put in, more than the average. But the fact is that we're all doing it together. So reach out, www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. This is a urgent plea, because we have until, I think, July 15th or thereabout to really see how much money we've collected, and therefore that would dictate to us how much scholarship we're able to do. Let me tell you also, we have a sponsorship program. If you give an entire scholarship for a high school student, that is $350. We will give you a nice big pretty certificate you can hang on your wall. And for example, if your mama was into education, or you want to commemorate or the birth of a child, or your business, just about anything, we could name the scholarship. You give us the name, we'll name the scholarship. Oh, I love you, academic scholarship. I love you, Jamaica academic scholarship. I love you, mama. Mama name is Joan Brown academic scholarship. Just $350. And of course, if you don't have all $350, we do easy payment. You can go to the site www.palas1.org. You can pay $50 this week, next week another $50 till you get to your $350. If you want to sponsor a university student, it's $700, that's all. So a family, you can call a couple of your friends, you can have your church put together a nice offering and do that sponsoring. Just about any little thing will help. Well, if you don't have enough for $350 or $700, $1, $2, $3, $4, just about everything. If you don't have that, still you can help us by sharing the website, www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. Now, we're trying to put all of these under the same umbrella. You can go to the website, as I tell you, Jamaica Land We Love. On the Facebook is facebook.com/WeJamaica. All right, tell you a little bit more about those, but the evening belongs to trying to give our artists a little bit more. I want to say big love to the big, big lady who takes care the lungs of the forest, Miss Forest, I call her. Her name is Roberta Ward for all of you, but Forest is her name. And she takes of the forest. Got a big, big show lineup for you for tomorrow at noontime. And this is going to be live from Puerto Rico. Live from Puerto Rico. Oh, I did make that mistake. You don't make that mistake at all. It's live from Costa Rica tomorrow at noontime right here on the Caribbean Radio Show. Hey, going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we start, we continue the chatting about what our artists need to do. And so they can really, really, really get ahead. Hey, I wanted to play one big, big song from another artist that supports us very well, also on the Reggae Round Robin, Vita Alderman.
Well, I feel sometimes you have to pause and reflect. And all the mistakes when you make. And all the bad decisions when you play. When you wish me to hear, when you want to see, the place you want to feel, wish me to hear. I was brought up by my grandma. She taught me the golden rule. As far back as I can remember, she never taught me yet from school. She made sure to me no go hungry. She gave me what she could afford. She always said it for me, to me no get it done for me.
Give me the air.
Jamaica, one of our lineup on the Reggae Round Robin chart. Good evening to you. It's 8:55 p.m. on the eastern side of the globe. I want to say good evening to Costa Rica. Good evening, my dear Forrest. Hey, don't make the mistake to go order a ticket going to Puerto Rico when you want to get to Costa Rica. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. while we're on the ground, you know, you can correct the mistake. When you're on the air, you just won't able to do that. Well, you'll be able to introduce yourself to Costa Rica if you want to go to Puerto Rico. I don't know. Back to our chat for the evening. We're focusing on artists and developing artist development here, and hopefully we have some artists who listen to the show, and I'm sure if you do, you'll be able to get some great information. We talk about loyalty, and we're going to be speaking about that a little bit more. Loyalty is very important. And it's very important to your fans. It's very important to the media. Don't have no problem with the media, folks. I don't care how small they are. Your artists, try not to have no no problem with the media. Seriously. No matter how big you are, the bigger you are, the worse it is too. And those are little tiny little points that I think will really help folks. Yeah, we were talking about, before we took the break, artists, when they're up and coming, they will do just about everything to get through the front door. But as soon as things start happening, as we say for them, happening, them get a bus, a lot of those people who help them, they just soon forget. And when I say forget, you know, forget in a different kind of way, because these people literally, we say back home, throw dirty water in a lot of these people's face. Yep. That's true. And you know that is true. I'm speaking about. And for the duration of your career, for good PR, that is not good. That's not good at all. No matter who small the person is, you have to realize that the business that we're all in, it depends on word of mouth. We had 1 million folks listening to Caribbean radio show, and somebody's starting to spread some kind of rumor. I mean, that can do a lot of damage, which people do. For no reason at all, hateful reason, and it's the same for the artists. People do. And our folks, they don't find out things for themselves normally, because we can spin people around. You can just tell somebody, you know what, I hate so-and-so. And all of a sudden, they hate the person without even knowing what the person did or who the person is, just like that. That's how we behave. So we have our prejudices just based on what somebody has said, and we don't go and research and find out for ourselves. Unfortunately, that's the mass of us. So the thing about it is to have some kind of loyalty to somebody, somewhere, and something. And the two most important places or people that this need to be shown to. And it's not a hand if nor but. If you want to make it, You have to. It's your fans and the media. Your fans and the media, because those people can do a lot of damage. You've seen fan, you have a particular musician getting up, or person in the celebrities, so they call them, and the media can rip them up, tear their career apart. You have the same is the opposite. Media can really blow up somebody's career and make them into a superstar, which is usually what is done. If you're not nice to the media, if you're not nice to your fan, there's no superstar coming out of you, period. None. I don't care how you sing. I said that already. You could sing like the bird. There's no superstar. Fans make your music shine, make your act shine. Nobody to buy your music, nobody to support your music. You're going to be a superstar at home in your bathroom somewhere, or somewhere, you know. But if it's money and fans that is going to be making you who you are, then you have to learn to respect that. You have to learn to respect them. And you can't lean on their backs today. And today, when they blow you up, you turn around and turn your back on them. It doesn't go like that. Because you know what? Fans are always watching. They're always listening. And they, too, can do the same thing like you do. You don't appreciate love them anymore. They're going to take away their spending power. They're going to take away their coming to your concert. They're going to take away their downloading your music. They're going to be taking away, all of those yelling and shouting for you. Your stage is going to be empty. You're going to be singing to the clouds. And so far as I know, the clouds ain't cheering. I mean, a cloudburst of rain, maybe, and lightning and all of that. But on a serious note, you got to keep in mind these pointers. You definitely have to keep in mind that. And I think that no matter who you are, it applies every single time. It applies every single time. One of the main topics that I'm going to be spending a little bit of time on is that those artists who are not even, they're still up and coming, really up and coming, who decide that nobody else is going to put anything on their F-book. Nobody else, except to make a comment, they're going to be putting, they want their F-book to be exclusive. But at the same time, they're posting on everybody else's F-book, you know. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Got to continue with some more music on this Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, big, long Memorial Day. Mr. Ranking Screw coming up for you.
But me no come to fuck with the loops. And when me sit there, all them real fans trust. I am a child of God, and I ain't send me out to come and make arrangements for the future. Especially since we are rockstars, we have to preserve the teaching doctor. Well then, and you'll find what you're looking for. You have to really know you are.
In peace and not war, and definitely you and I can talk. Then.
You'll find what you're looking for. You don't have to really know you are.
time is running out real fast. He has a better future when minutes it is that fast.
This is when you beat them, beat them class. Even if you want to whip them ass.
Some people go to jail for discipline them own a face. So tell me why should they be them when this is an end.
Who whip them and protect and services?
Take away your baby. Run, come. And you'll find what you're looking for.
Run, come.
No matter really who you are.
Run, come.
In peace and not far. And definitely when I can talk. Then.
Run, come.
And you'll find what you're looking for.
Run, come.
No matter really who you are.
Run, come.
Give me a phone from the airport. This is like a shining star. Then.
Then.
The street them have it. Some of them pocket, in a them jacket. See these little thing up in your nose, let them back it.
What time on a country side, nobody may come to your phone. War is not the answer, you're up with young begun. Make yourself useful and get some education.
And turn around and help your brother man.
Well then,
run come,
and you'll find what you're looking for.
Run come,
no matter really who you are.
Run come,
in peace and not far. And definitely when I can pass. Then.
Run, come.
You'll find what you're looking for.
Run, come.
No matter really who you are.
Run, come.
When you come from the airport, you feel like a shining star. Then.
Run, come.
Give me faith, soldier, I pray, oh Lord.
Mr. Luciano, had him up a couple of weeks ago on the show. Hey, we're praying to Jah for give us strength. A lot of us need this prayer this evening. Yes, Jah, give us strength. To face another world.
Carry on life, Lord. Carry on my Lord. Give me strength of God to carry over. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God, I'm not going to be. Tell me where.
Well, if it's not, this one back from the top. You know, somebody out there listening for these words from the big, big man we call the messenger. Of course, this is a message for you, Mr. Luciano. Yes, big up yourself. It's 10:09. Ooh, no. 9:10 p.m. on the eastern side here. Good evening, good morning to you.
Oh, takes a little time. And in the end I see a thousand miles of pure ecstasy flowing through me.
Marcia Bell. Yeah, back. We're back. I want to say good evening to you, those of you who are listening in on CRSRadio.com, those of you who are on TuneIn Radio. It's Caribbean Radio Show on TuneIn Radio, CRSRadio.com, of course. You get there and you'll be able to navigate around and see some of the things that we're trying to do. A lot of work, but we're getting there. Take my time, but pretty soon we'll be able to kind of get it manifested and get it to where we want to. Wow, what we're talking about this evening is artists. This show is always for artists. Artist development, I would want to call it Artist University 101. And I hope the artists out there would be really taking this kindly, because a lot of us, we don't like for telling, and that's what is the downfall, you know, truthfully, the downfall or the forwardness of our career, and even in our personal life. And sometimes we get a little bit beyond ourselves and we think that we can do it by ourselves. We don't have to to be mindful of people anymore because we're that big. And this is what celebrity status do to us. And money kind of take us in a different part of who we are. And maybe that's always been there, left dormant just for something to kind of ash this thing up that we call full of ourselves and can kick around anybody and because we are this and we are that. But just take a step back and remember that before you were a superstar, before anyone knew your name, struggling, begging, knocking down doors. That's what you were doing. And the people who helped you were, in case of artists, are your media houses, your fans, people who invest in your career. I mean, if you have financial investors, the promoters, your family around you, and those are a very integral part of it because, lo and behold, there are a lot of artists who have their family who has been struggling with them, as we say, eat flour, dumpling, and butter, or worse, just little salsa water, brackish water. And as soon as them get celebrity status, these folks are no longer eligible to be around them or take part in whatever, what you call it now, the spoil, are not able to take part in the spoil. We know a lot of them. A lot of them have come, and a lot of them are yet coming up. We have this thing where we really throw dirty water, burn our bridges. And we don't remember those who helped to elevate us on the wrong. But you know what? You can take out those wrongs, you see, off of the ladder. And you know what will happen if you reach way up there and you start to take out the wrongs off of the ladder? I mean, that's not a pretty way down. And you may think, not because you have a name. And the more you get a name is the more you are exposed. The higher you climb is the more you are exposed. And I think that really we have to take an opportunity to really look at ourselves. Don't go beyond ourselves. Humblest calf sucketh the most milk. Always, 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 always. Celebrity status thing is a bitch. Money is a bitch, if I can say that. And we have to be careful of them. We want them. We dedicate ourselves to get them. But when we get them, a lot of time it turns on us. And we have to be very careful, you know, how to tame these things and don't make it really ruin who we are. Or even if that's who we are, we see so much people really get sucked up and sucked in and chewed up and spit out by the very act. So we hope that we'll take a lesson and do not have to reinvent the wheel. Artists need to really understand the business of the music thing. If you're really going to make this on any kind of level, you're not bigger than your audience. You're not bigger than your fans. Will never, ever get bigger than your fans. You're not more popular than your fans collectively. I mean, collectively, you're not more popular than your fans. So you have to have the respect for your fans. Whether I'm a little baby, whether them come from Jamaica, whether them in Europe, whether them this, you go to a show, you have to, if a one person there, those people are the most dedicated fan because they make sure they came to your show. So you have to put on a show like is the arena with 20 million people there. And you know, a lot of great artists would tell you, they have put on the best show when they have not the 1 million fan. Of course, that give you a lot of energy too. But you have some artists will tell you some of their very best show, their most moving show, is when the crowd did not come out as they expected. And they gave whoever who was took the time to come out the show of a lifetime. That's a showmanship. That's a person who really thinking and in this business on a different level. You see, that's what we're talking about. Until we can ever to do that, have them kind of respect for our fans, our show that kind of caring, reciprocating kind of a caring, then I don't think that that will certainly enhance your career. I mean, every time, every single time. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. When everybody will fear and drop off out of sight, your music, even in death, will live on because your fans will remember those things. All right? One thing I really want to focus on this evening, I really focus on as much as possible, is artists, we're talking about the social networking and how to use it to your best advantage. There are artists out there who they're not megastar that they have 100,000 or million people on their Facebook page or on their pages. And they lock out their fans. I have talked to so many artists who tell me, boy, them people have put too much things on my page, you know. I mean, I want my page for look, I mean, with whole heap of people, things on my page. Literally, this is exactly from the horse's mouth. I don't want too much people, things on my page, because some of them put some things on my page that I don't like. So therefore, I lock off my page. And I'm saying, how can you as an artist, an upcoming artist, you don't have a million fans on your fan page, you don't have a million followers to really index your page properly, because if you have a page and only one or two movement on the page, I mean, that for indexing, that is not a page that is reaching anybody in terms of popularity. Your page have to be busy going on so that it indexed properly. You can, when you look up in Google and you just touch one letter on your name, your whole page come up, and so everybody can find it. You don't have to search underneath the rubble to find it. So folks who are locking off their page, and I call it straight right out disrespect to the fans, another one I'm going to put it, and call me out if you want, because this is what this is about, but my intention is only to help, based on what I know, that if you're going to lock your fans out, how about if your fans lock you out? How about if every person locked down their pages, and so nobody else, everybody just go on their own page and post their own things, and nobody else, you can only respond on the pages. If you have a million listeners, and you're page would be very, very active, because you have everybody trying to answer. If you have your schedule, you have the show, your photograph of your show. So yes, I may can understand that. I may, and I say may, reservedly can understand that. And I don't think that anybody's page necessarily should be locked down. However, there are certain pages, like I just started a page, Jamaica Land We Love. And because there are certain, so much organization that we're going to be putting on the page, I really don't make it an open. I make it a page. All pages are like that. You make it a page. you don't get an opportunity to drop stuff on it. But those people who have a personal page and group page and so on like that, unlock them and make them private. I don't think you're doing yourself any justice by doing that. And what I hear from asking these artists, why do you keep your page private or your group private, and then you go around and you drop your music on everybody else's page? Now, if you kept your page private and you alone, you drop your things on that page, you did not share it, maybe just in newsfeed or something like that, that's okay. I can understand that. But if you're going to come and drop your page on your stuff on my page, and when I look at your page and when I want to advertise my show or advertise one of our organization, your page is locked down. Your page is locked down. I am not able to do the same thing like you're doing with everybody page. Don't tell me. Is that fair game? Is that fair game? First of all, it's not good for you, period. It's not good for you. It's not good for your status or your page, right? And I don't even want to say this information to folks who are really that selfish, because, you know, I'm giving you information that would probably change your mind. And I'm not here for you to change your mind. Because if you knew that it wasn't good for you to lock down your page with your 200 likes or your 200 fans, if you knew that you would bust if your page was open, so everybody would be able to exchange information, and everybody would be able to see what you're doing, and everybody else would be able to get an opportunity to drop their information so everybody can advertise themselves. If you knew that would bust you, I'm sure you wouldn't close your page. I'm sure you wouldn't close your page. You would not tell me that, hey, I don't want nobody on my page because this is going to bust me, and I don't want to bust too quick. You know, everybody is going to see my music if I open up my page, and it's going to be accessible to Google and all of the search engine. If you knew that, you would not close your page. So what I think this is amount to is selfishness. Your thing will only have your thing, and your thing is supposed to be on everybody else's something. That's not fair. That's not fair. If I am promoting your music, and I've gone to this so many times, I am doing a show, and I see all of these artists drop their thing. They drop their thing in my box. Hey, Dr. F, or hey, they don't even say, hey, Dr. F, hey, go listen to this link. I just got one not too long ago, about half an hour. Hey, go listen to this link. And then 15 minutes, did you listen to the link? Not a hi, not a hello, not a how are you, not, hey, what is the format of your station? Do you play the kind of music that I play? Here is a music that I would really like to get your review on and see if you'd be able to have it on your schedule or your playlist. No. Hey, go listen to this link. Hey, you listen to my music yet? Hey. I don't know. I'm not sure. I am not sure how you expect. I'm not sure how we expect to get any kind of endorsement. Or you're able to get my time when this is how you approach. So this show is we're always trying to get the word out to help you to make that change. Hopefully, if you listen, and hopefully that will help you to get the bus that you are looking for. But to me, it's not going to get you anywhere if we continue to behave like this. It's selfish, to say the least. It is disrespecting your fan, because if your reason is that everybody else is throwing their stuff on your page and you want to keep your page neat, then do not throw your thing on anybody else's page. Uh-uh. Don't do that. Not fair. Not fair game at all. Right? Oh, my goodness. Hey, want to take another short break, a musical break, that is, and come right back to you. 661-467-2407. That's 661. I didn't even take a look at my board. 661-467-2407. If you'd like to join in the conversation, hey, should artists make their pages private? Only them can put things on their page, and nobody else can, but they can put their things on everybody else's page. Should you support artists that have this selfish kind of way of working their way on Mr. Zuckerberg's private property? And, of course, a lot of you may know that Zuckerberg is starting to charge for our squatting privilege. Miss Michelle Gordon. For ya. Michelle Gordon for you. She just gonna love you tonight. Hey, this is Good Night for Loving. The night is cool. And of course, you don't have to go to work tomorrow. Now, Monday, a lot of you. So spend some time getting the loving down. Michelle Gordon, the songbird. PM on the eastern side. Wanna say big love and good morning to you. Germany. UK. DJ Fishy. DJ Mango. DJ Easy. What a girl has to do. Mighty Full 13 production. What? be forever and a half. They're going to start out with one weekend. I don't want you to love me. I want you to love me. I just don't want to fight. I just want to hold you. You don't have to fall in love. We don't want you falling in anything. Request, we're gonna start it all over from the top. Like the door is left open. Yes, let's make love like the door is left open. To energy. The real good movement.
All I want to do is love you, baby. For your love is what I need to take me.
Miss Yvette. Vital. I really really hope you don't mind, because you know what? I thought you didn't hear enough. So we're going to take this one more time from the great lady, the songbird, Miss E. Wow, Miss Michelle Gordon. I hope you love the song as much as I do. I hope you're feeling it too. Yeah, we're going to save a fighting tonight. Yeah, we're going to get some action. But not the aggressive one. Caribbean radio show over there. Hey, let's give it a try. It always works. Hey, nobody's gonna control nobody.
All I wanna do is love you, baby.
We're gonna go someplace together. Hey, you wanna go where I wanna go? Hey, let's start out with holding, loving, no arguing.
Something, if you're feeling me, it
is a weekend? You know, hey, hold on. Let me say, back up a little bit. You know, some of those times you just really feel. Hey, you throw the cares to the world and, listen, don't let me say things. Oh, good evening to you. Good morning to you. It's 9:50 p.m. on the eastern side of the globe. We're talking about artists and some of the little things that can help them to really become the superstar. But before we do that, let's go to the phone lines. I want to say big love to all of the phone people hanging out on the phone. If you want to get in and do a little chat with me, press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll be sure to join you into the party or the love. What is that? The love making tonight? Hey, what the heck? It's the weekend. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and we can heat up the place. Let's see, go to the phone line. 504, good evening to you. Welcome into the show.
Rastafari, greetings, Chef Rasley.
Hey, Ras, Chef, what's going on? What you have cooking down there, Chef? Yeah, I mean, listen.
That may I tell you, I miss everything, come on, when I reach there.
Hey, don't tell me you want to cook up a gumbo for me now. I know what that means.
Come on. You know I'm waiting and the door is open.
Oh, my gosh. It's good evening, and it's a holiday weekend out there. What are you doing? What's going on down there now? Tell me what's going on.
Well, don't get it big easy. Everything I go on is party all over the city. You understand me? You have the Greek Fest. You have the French Quarter festival down there. You understand me? I'm on the Bayou. They have the Bayou Boogaloo. You know, so it's all good going on right now, you know. Yes, it's like Christmas with the people I'm down here right now.
Boy, then this love thing when we start talking about, you know. We're going to pack up this love thing and go party in there.
That's cool, no man. You know we can't do nothing without the love thing, because that make good day, you know. You understand me? More time you play, come like you know me love doctor again. You have a night nurse now.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, tell us what you cooked yesterday, because we know you have your little chef thing around it. Tell what you cooked yesterday.
You don't know up on the weekend that, you know, we do a mixture thing, you know, jerk chicken, curry chicken, you know, rice and peas, cabbage, you know, jerk fish, you know, and panta pie to do some vegetable, you understand me? Yeah, all in one. Yeah, So, you know, it's just a mixture of things for, you know, everybody come out, because, you know, it's vegetarian and them come out and all of the people them come out, you know. So if the gumbo people them come out, you have to do some strong gumbo for them too. Things like that.
Ooh. You have any vegetarian chicken?
Well, I don't talk about vegetarian chicken now. I think, because when they say the vegetarian chicken, they try to figure it out because from the chicken, not from the egg.
Mm.
You understand me? Yeah, unless you go feed it your one product. You can't call it vegetarian chicken. You understand me? But me not really serious about them say the vegetarian chicken and them things, because you still have to give them some feed. You understand me?
Well, the vegetarian really is not a real meat. The vegetarian chicken is a flavored, what is it again? Either you can flavor the gluten, you know, the gluten or what's the other thing? Gosh, I usually eat it so much. But it is the flavoring and it tastes exactly like chicken because they give that chicken flavor.
Well, you know, as a yard man, still, you know, we keep it real, you know. Like mama teach me and our mama teach, you understand me? Yeah. If you're going to raise the chicken in the yard, you know, yeah, you can eat off it, you understand me? You know, them, as I'm telling you, them have it selling at the store with them car with them, it marked N.
Oh.
Yeah, you understand me? Yeah. So that's the real chicken. Yeah, not them little ones where they have, where they want over where everybody rush, you understand me? Yeah. So otherwise from
the 6 week, you don't want the 6 week meat. You want real meat.
No, that not gonna work. You understand me? Yeah, because we know, say, if it's a 6 week thing, you must be a handicapped or a vegetarian. You understand me? So, we don't work with them thing there. Yeah.
Hey, folks listening to you, tell them where them can come and really visit and sit down and get a nice chow down in the Big Easy. Where your spot is?
Well, you see, them can come anytime, you know. Anytime them in the Big Easy, all them have just map questions, you know, because the map questions are, you know, 6422 Art Street, you know, you understand me? Yeah, and the map questions are 701122, yeah, sorry, 70122. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, you know, the Big Easy, yeah, there you want to link it up, you understand me? Simple. Yeah, because every Friday, as I'm going to tell you, every Friday, we throw down with things. This Thursday coming, we have a little bashment going on with DJ named Eternal Fire, Ras Aija. Yeah. And in June 16, we have Dennis Brown's son I come down again. You understand? So it's a whole lot of vibes. And July 13 is my birthday and anniversary strong. So we have a big thing in the backyard, same way as theater in my backyard, what we do every year. You understand me? Every July. Yeah.
Oh. Boy, you have action packed. You really keep them moving, man.
Yeah, we try to do it, you know, you understand me? Yeah, we try, because the father say each one help one, you understand me? And we try to go forth and put out the good works, you understand me? Because right now, it's a youth crime go around the globe right now. We are trying to strengthen the youth, them, you understand me? Yeah, because you can know we's like Jamaica said, we, you know, we depend on the murder rate and the capital, same way like Jamaica, you understand me? So we have to try influence the youth, them, you understand me, and try to get them out of certain things where them nothing, you know. But it's hard, you understand me, because all it upon them mind, from them here, Rasta is it just love and smoke weed and smile and that's it, you understand me? Yeah, mm-hmm. We are trying to say it's a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's hard to get the youth them, you know, to come around, but we're still trying still, so we have to just push the good work, so they understand me?
Absolutely. I mean, especially, you know, when we have all these long vacation time and you don't have opportunity for all of them energy, you know, flow properly, you know, the resources, them have access and things, so... We deprive them of access, and then when them do them things, we turn around and incarcerate them and all kind of different things. So we're glad for the kind of work, the outreach where you guys doing and the kind of example where you're setting and blessings up.
We are trying to make it reach out to even the government to and them things, because we are making them know, say, it's not a burden for get the youth them together, you know, you understand me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because the marriage, I tell you, say, boy, no work, no day, dance work short, and every day you get to face the work. And even in your own community. Remember, in the back in the days, we do, you call it, crash program work, you know.
Yes.
Everybody get up every day and work in them community, sweep your community, sit it at the community clean. And you still get a little check like a pension. Yeah, you see that, you know, you buy your juice or you buy your something, you know, your week time come, you know, you have a calico thing, you understand me? Yeah. And then the government look into themselves and say, all right, yeah, them care for the youth. You know, I'm the youth violence, man, may I tell you that? You understand me?
Yes.
Yeah, because right now, as you see, we want people's power. Yeah.
Oh,
you understand me? We don't want nobody to just get it for them, like, them there for one side and I try the next side, I try to fight him out to come in, you know, to come to where him feel like, though. We want somebody up there to say, all right, yeah, the youths of today will be the man of tomorrow. We are dealing with them people here right now. Yeah, because they say they're right now.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they say, if I start click out something and them thing, they, you know, them start, maybe them send people come on your yard, come knock on your door and, right, I love to a mystery. If a man knock for me door, I mean, I don't know who he's in. Yeah, a different thing. Yeah, so, most time we have to just keep it cool and just do what we can do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I tell them, you know, Marcus Garvey, yeah, so them deport Marcus Garvey from, you know.
Yes, sir.
You understand
sir.
me? and next door up there, so them assassin Martin Luther. You understand me? Yeah. So you know, it's a history place, you know. And maybe sometimes when you look on it, so them still fight it. If you stand up too hard against for the history and them things, they say, boy, you're rebel against certain things. It's like, you know, them take it for a different type of people now. So them either one city that the jailer, them will keep an eye on you and watch you like a sniper, you know, something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them love like blame people in there, you know, let them love call people in there alien and terrorists. Yeah. You understand me? So you have to be careful where you talk and where you walk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who the company where you keep, because if it's not an alien, you're a terrorist.
Wow.
Simple as that. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I, you know, just really look at, you know, when you have a little peace in your soul or you have a little peace around you and you get an opportunity to breathe a little bit and look at the beauty, Mother Earth, sometime in her fury, a lot of little things go on still. But when she's in her quietness and you look around and see how much beauty there is, and to know that a majority of us get up today and don't get an opportunity to breathe a little bit, talk to the tree, then walk barefoot, look up into the sky, the full moon now, really set out of them window or walk with your loved one and enjoy the moonlight. How much people do those things? How many people really are aware that this world is this beautiful? And this is why we're so deprived, because we are not connecting to our world and we are so vicious, and we take the opportunity rather than embracing the universe we're living. We use it and chop up each other and come up each other, fight each other and look for other with one another to feel. I look for one another to really fall in a pit, and you can. I mean, come on, man. When in this world, now one last time, we're gonna get to the place what we call peace, because me in the love business. Me want peace. Me want equity. Me want respect. Me want adoration, because this love thing is only causing us problem. The notion of love causing us too much problem. So, we have a world.
We can't fight it, the love thing, you know, because it's a creation thing, you know, and it's an inborn concept thing, you know.
Listen, I know.
If you love others as how you love yourself, you know. You say, if you know you don't love yourself as how you don't love others, you don't have no love at all.
Then I don't want
you understand? Because if you love yourself, you have to love the next man as well, you love yourself. You understand me?
But
yeah, no matter if you're enemy or anything, because if I'm your enemy, you will know if I'm your enemy. And if I'm your friend, you will know if I'm your friend.
But
you understand? Yeah.
But how much of us know how to love ourselves, brother? And this is why I do not want to use that word at all. It's easier for you to respect people, adore people, give them equity, and try to accommodate peace. That is easier attainable. The love thing is, we hear about it, we don't understand it, and we get up and we gallop away with it, and we don't understand it. It is a thing like religion. A lot of us get up in the religious business, and we start to preach, and we don't understand what we are preach about.
We never take time to know.
Yeah, but
we never take time to know what is what and what how to go about it. We just hear it and just say, yes, that is love. By your smile, yes, it's love. And you know, if you give a man something, it's love. No. The Father said, take time to know them. That means that you see him and you meet him and greet him. You talk to him and you eventually find him out because you don't have a reason. Yeah, come see them and we talk. Talk about life, talk about story, talk about, you know, family. You understand me? And it eventually develops from there, so. You understand? You know, yeah, him have a true heart, him have a willing heart. Yeah, yeah, him kind, yes, him honest. Yeah, you understand me? And through the world go right now, people still believe evil in a year for evil, and it's I love him neither. You know? Because most of the people them know is my love, me love. You understand? They love you for what they want, what they can get. You understand me? Anytime they get what they want, the love done.
Oh, no, you're talking. That's what I'm here to say. Love business is a fool something. I mean, I want
no
part.
I'm not trying to tell you, we can't say a fool thing because I that will come at that straight way. And that's how the law will get to your beer. It's just man and people just twist and turn it for them way. Put it as a money way or a vanity way. You understand me?
Yeah.
If a man come check up your thing and you know you can't give him boy, you know love him or that's why I love the little tune of going and say, me now have no money. And even when you see I say you want him for money. Yes, I better you love me. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Simple as that.
Hey, you're bad in a chef team. Hey, we're going to play two June for you. So, stay for the night.
Up, man. Come and tell us that tonight I'm a night nurse. So, let's make me feel nice. Let's quench my thirst.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. I'm going to play some. You know, you love it. The old tune. You know, we're going to play some old tune for you later after this thing here. And, hey, always sweet talking to you, Chef. Yes. Hey, remember,
yes.
If you're in the
yes.
Big Easy, the place that you can go and get some ital energy. Hey, hold on. When you eat from people in Jamaica, no, you have to go eat from people who are give out good energy. And part of your food is part of your health and part of your spirit. So you can't eat from people who make up them face and put... Hey, hold on. You know, Chef Lee, my dad, he's on his bed now, really. He have a long journey. I mean, he's journeying home. And now we want him to cook and sit out at the fireside and sing to the food, you know.
Sure, man. They don't know if they love the night it's now go good.
Then them the kind of food me eat. That means say
yes. Listen to this, Doc. Reality, no, me I tell you. If I get up to cook and the vibes not right, me can't cook.
Absolutely.
That's the reality. I'm gonna try some Bob Marley and get the Evans right. And then we start. If none of that not there, we can't cook.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
You see, my father would have never eat if my... I've hardly ever seen my mom and my dad at Vex Station. But my father would have said, you can't eat on a Vex Station and give me no food to eat.
Reality.
But he would have never eat a Vex Station food. You cannot, I don't know how sometimes we do that. It's like when you go to them fast food people place, them people don't want to be there. They don't have no love, so-called love. Their food is not prepared with love because they're upset that their boss is not treating them well. And that's what you're eating as well. I think that a lot of people don't understand the energy that goes into food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a kind of special. Hey, this
and
one.
I got them for no too. You understand? If I deal with food, you have to deal with like your abbey or a tree. Just
yes.
Like you're the higher man for paint your building and you want him painted properly. Yeah, you're higher man for tile your floor, you want him tile it properly. You understand? Even for wash your car, wash my car, you want him deal with it properly. Yeah, I'm asking you have to tell with that. Anything you do in life, do it at your best ability.
Yes.
Yeah. You sweep in the street, you do it on your best ability. Yeah. Make people say, yeah, I'm the best street sweeper that they've ever seen in history.
Absolutely.
Simple as that.
Now, yeah, Tog. Hey, hold on. We're going to give some music here. We're going to come back and chat a little bit. Chef Lee, 6422 Art Street, right down in the Big Easy. When you want some food, we're going to give you health, strength, and vitality. But right now, we're going to take it to the train. We're going to go find some train. The man called Abu Rose. can't forget a ticket for the schizophrenia.
To talk about PALACE, Peace and Love Academic Scholarship. This nonprofit group supports students facing serious obstacles from entering or continuing their studies, not because the grades are failing, but due to the lack of financial support. Help PALACE celebrate their first anniversary by adding 100 more future global leaders and contributors. Together, we will. No. Together, we must build a better future for our children. please visit www.palace1.org and make your donation to brighten the future of a deserving child. Palace, preserving young minds for posterity.
Don't you know I'm crazy for you, baby? Your smile and your charm, they're turning me on. Don't you know I'm crazy Blessed is the man who is kind. Blessed is Blessed bitches, be a big, never be blind. Blessed bitches, love, it will never decline. Blessed bitches, human, she is ever divine. Fire upon the wicked and the jealous be mine. Fire upon the source and they will never be mine. Fire upon the blue, every kind. Bring bad men in every time. I walk into darkness, regardless of the other. Even I walk into darkness, then darkness will darkness. Even I walk into darkness, regardless of the other. Even I walk into darkness, then darkness will darkness.
Yes, big love, big love, big love, big love, big, 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 boop, 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 boop. I got a lot of fun going on here on the other side of the mic. 10:26 p.m. on the eastern side of the world here. If you're on the Big Easy, I think you're about an hour behind us here. Hey, I don't understand all this world and this time being. Sometimes some people see the light before some others. I guess this is true of life also. The big man chatting to us from the Big Easy. If you want to get some good food with good vibration, you must check out the man Russ, the chef Lee, 6422 Hart Street, 70122. If you have one of those things that leads you astray, you call MapQuest or those things that talk to you. Those things that talk to you and tell you to go to streets that don't exist. I had one in my car. I have one in my car. This one is even worse. What is it? OnStar. That lost me for 6 hours. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Had me losing the opportunity to be at a wedding. These things are sometimes, you can't rely on them. You can't rely on them at all. Navigation or whatever it may be. You can't rely on them at all, at all, at all. So you have to rely so much on yourself to use some little, you know, something, something. So, but anyway, if you're in New Orleans at all, you have to go and test out and go and sit down and reason with Chef Lee, 6422 Art Street. And if you're going to put in one of your navigation systems, it's 70122, the best in the business, the best food. You know what? You can't sit down and eat Chef Lee food and lick your finger, you know. I'm serious. You have to put on the knife and fork and the chopstick and everything and lick your finger. If you don't lick your finger, you know, say it's not sweet. Sweet, listen to me. We are going to be chatting, you know, being here chatting, and we are about 30 minutes onto the downside of the show. Coming up after, I am not sure if we're going to go live to Bermuda. Not too sure yet. I'm not getting any communication from them. But if not, we are going to be doing some heavy, heavy old-time music, oldies. Call it oldies, whatever you want to call it. But that music there, back in the days, throwback, whatever you want to call it. Listen, let me kind of wrap this up, and then we're going to take a few minutes to talk about Reggae Round Robin. As I was saying, the topic of the show this evening in our little artist development thing here, as I call it, the main thing is that no play for artists who lock out them fans out of them Facebook thing. And you know, this is a serious thing. It's not something I think that artists should listen to me and be offended by what I'm saying. This show is not to offend anyone. I mean, I just call it like it is. there's no way around what is than what is. And you have to call it like that. People want you to polish things and change it around and deceive and all of that. But I think that is too difficult for my brain. I never get them the kind of brain that I can do with all those things. But anyway, with that said, artists who decide to lock out fans off of them page, or the interaction of the community off of them page and make it private, and then you can go to other people's page and post your music, drop some people. Let me tell you something, how bad this is. Some folks who have them their page private, they go to your page and they drop two of their posts one time, the same post. Boom, 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 boom. Two, sometimes three of them, one after the other, after the other. I mean, come on. What are you thinking about? Really and truly, what are you thinking about? You're able to almost, I can say, abuse other people's property, your squatter's property, because this is Mr. Zuckerberg's place. And then nobody can do this to you. Nobody can do it to you because you locked them out. Any fan who is not able, unless you're a super big artist who have, you know, who have a lot of activity that fans really want to, you know, to get a hold of their scheduling, their photograph, and they have somebody keeping that page going, then it is not to your advantage, although you may think, to have not activities on your Facebook page. The thing about Facebook page is for you to constantly have activity on your page, not to keep it static. This is not a static page. You have to understand what social networking is all about and these platforms and how they operate. If you have a website, you have to know how website operate in order for you to have a sex, a successful website. There are rules and regulation. There are formulas that Google use to really authenticate or really rank or rate your website. The same thing with your site. When you pull up Caribbean Radio Show, we are, except for a person named Brian, we dominate the entire, 10, 12 pages or so. I'd have to look at it. There's I think Brian, who comes in between Caribbean Radio Show, when you put that in on your browser. There's another. So you have to constantly feed your page with what Google calls Google food, which is content, good content. If you have tag words, good tag words. And until you can do that, I mean, you will look on your website, and only if your browser remember your stuff, then you will be able to. I'm trying to look at our website and see how it comes up, how much when you put it in the browser, what it comes up for you. So to kind of give you an idea of what I'm talking about, what I'm talking about. Okay. You have, depends on which browser you pull up things in. You'll be able to go and how you pull up the name. You'll be able to find 10, the first 10 or so radio show. No, this is not it. S-H-O-W. Okay. In order to find your thing, so people can find you. People search Google and people will be able to find, you. And part of that, well, I'm looking at Caribbean Radio Show. Other than a couple of links that have secondary links below, Caribbean Radio Show appears first as web results. It appears second. It appears third. It appears fourth. Now, Brian, my guy, always tried to find a way to get him out of the way. He has a website called CaribbeanRadio.com, and he appeared fourth, then he appeared fifth, he appeared sixth, then Caribbean Radio Show again, Caribbean Radio Show, Caribbean Radio Show, Caribbean Radio Show, down the line. And that's the first page, and everybody wants to be on first page. Now, there are a lot of artists that I've interviewed, and boom, their interview turned up right into the search Google, right there. You don't have to search for them. And this is part because your pages are continually moving. I mean, they get indexed by Google. I mean, they're good Google food because you have good context on the contents on them as well. So Google likes that. You have to know the logarithms of these websites and how they work in order to get the best out of them. And being selfish and locking off your website and so nobody else can get on it only to make a comment is not doing you the best of good. So not only that, if you have a website, or you have a career that is depending on people, then you have to allow people to be a part of what you do. Not eliminate them and say, well, you know, I don't like when people drop things on my page. My page is Mr. Zuckerberg place. You're only squatting here for a while anyway. And pretty soon you're going to have to be paying for it to be there. Use the tools that are out there and they're basically free to your advantage. And that means incorporating, sharing. A lot of us, we sing about love, talk about love, dancing about love, but everything we do is unloving. This is what I'm saying. People should not use certain words until they understand what it means. And I think we all are doing that, including myself. And this is why I don't use certain words if I can help it. Or I don't think about certain things if I can help it. Because I don't understand it. Other than what is being brainwashed from generation to generation, that I never stopped to do my research and find out. I am trying now at this stage in my life to try not to regurgitate what everybody is saying. Have a mind of my own as they tell you to. Read your own stuff. Try and sit down and figure out, what is this? Why am I doing this like everybody else? And you know as much as I do, anywhere everybody is running to is never usually in the right direction. Anything that everybody else has is never usually the right thing. Anything that the masses is exposed to, they have access to, you know something is wrong somewhere. Whenever time the masses have access, the truth is not there. Sometimes maybe a little itty-itty bit, and sometimes it's the furthest away from that. You understand? So we have some little indication that we can use to help direct us if we look for it. If we look for it, you know? And this is a part of this. This is a part of this whole thing. Focus and try and do things that other people are not doing. The mass is not rich. Why? You ever ask yourself why? Why is only a few people you can have on the Forbes list? You don't have the mass nowhere near there. Because mass don't do anything more than consume and follow. People who are on Forbes list create their own in-ways. They create their own I-ways. They have their own idea. They don't follow nobody's something. Nobody's something. You know, they create or recreate. So anything the mass has access to, you know you're in trouble if that's all you look for in life and this is all your direction. Everybody calling out and everybody has access, everybody has that. Hey, something is wrong with this. You got to look out. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing with love. Is that thing paralyzing us that we are holding on to? Who told you about love? If somebody, the persons who are holding on to this thing, tell me who tell them about love and what they read about love, what they research about love. You know, they can't tell you because they only follow fashion. Well, everybody else has said, they must say too. And they never sit and ask themselves any question. I know I'm segueing into a lot of things here, but I'm getting some feedback from Bermuda here to see if we're going to have a live show from them. Okay. So I just lost my thought. So, hey, folks who are artists, get your fan base. Your fan base makes you a superstar. You are not a superstar until the fans say so. They control your life. Yeah, I said that. And if you think otherwise, then you're in trouble. You're in the wrong business. They make you and they break you. You have to have reverence to them. You have to thank them for what they do. You have to appreciate love them. Just like you should appreciate love the world. But these guys who are called your fans are special. They make your bread and butter. And the day that 100,000 decide they're not going to buy your music, that's $100,000 get whips out of your pocket. So your thing has to be focused around your audience. You have to encourage them as much as they encourage you. It's a one and watch the other situation. Do not lock your fans out. Do not, if you lock your fans out and if you have your Facebook private, do not put your thing on anybody else's that has an open thing. It is not fair. It is not good practice. You know what I'm saying? Yours for yours and everybody else's things is yours too. Not good. Not good. You cannot be bothered with somebody else posting their music or their idea on your page, but your things can be posted on somebody else's page. Not good. If you went to Sunday school, that would say, oh, little boy, you're not sharing. You're not sharing. We got to practice what we preach. Do unto others as you would love them to do unto you. Your page private, stay on your page and private with yourself. Private with yourself. Do not unprivate other people's things. I don't understand it. I really, really and truly don't understand it. So this is my little thingamajig to you today. If you choose to adhere to what I say and open up your page, or if you don't have to open up your page, just don't put your things on anybody else's page. It's only fair. Don't put your things for nobody else. Keep yourself private. Do your own private things in your private place, and it would be okay. Other than that, it's not fair game. And we're talking about some equity here. This is why I talk about equity all the time. I'm some equity man because, I mean, anyway, back to, let me take a few closing minutes to talk about Reggae Round Robin. Reggae Round Robin, you know, we thought about that some moon ago, maybe now 4 months, going to 4 months, 5 months. This year, November or thereabout. Anyway, Round Robin is another way that we always think about giving forward here and sharing our idea here on the Caribbean Radio Show. That's what we learn. I mean, if that's love, then probably, I don't like to use that word, but let's talk about sharing and caring for each other and trying to help out each other. That's what we do here best. This is what I think I do best. I want to do best. I want to invest my time to do. Giving knowledge wherever I can, put it out there. What I know, you can take it or leave it, right? Reggae Round Robin on the Fbook, www.fbook.facebook.com, Reggae Round Robin. It's the link where you can access We have about 60 or 70 musicians on there. And the idea of Reggae Round Robin is to converge all of these artists, conscious music, on there who are struggling. Up-and-coming artists, and we say, well, if everybody converge here, we get all of the fans of every one of these 50 or 60 artists under the same umbrella. And we say, okay, this is a system that is not unique to me. Is I borrowed it from growing up in Jamaica, where we use partner susu in order for poor people to get along and build them little house or send them children to school or buy something special. The same concept here. When you take this concept, you can also translate it into the reggae music industry. And we're saying all of these artists converging, all of their fans converging under one umbrella. Then we choose one every week, every Friday, to put a tune of theirs up on wherever they want to put it, any one of the digital network. Hopefully, maybe Reggae Round Robin would have a digital networking system where they can download the music from also. That would be a great idea. So that means that we could do some commerce in this area, keep a little bit of the money in our thing as well. But you would go say, for example, you bring an artist, maybe Jarrane, say he's up for the Robin, tell him to put up one of his music, maybe Bloody City, for example, and say, everybody, go to iTunes this week, Friday. Jarrane puts up his music. Everybody buy that one track for 99 cents. Okay, everybody is all of the artists combined together. It's like a gumbo here. And everybody artists, which maybe the fans, if we have 50 or 60 artists, maybe 200,000 fans would be in the under that cover. Say, for example, 100,000 of the fans listen to the call to go and get Jarrane's song. Jarrane would instantaneously, after Friday, would have $100,000 to collect from iTunes. Simple as that. How simple can it get? It don't cost the artist nothing. Nobody is taking out anything out of your money, except iTunes would take whatever amount of money they charge to do their transaction. I'm not going to get rich. So maybe some folks believe, oh, she's going to get rich off of me, because, you know, that's how our folks are. I'm not getting a dime. I know none of you will tell me thank you, because I sit here and play your music for Thy Kingdom Come, and you never say thanks, so I don't expect anything either. But what this will do for you as a struggling artist or an upcoming artist, you will have $100,000 in your pocket to do whatever you wish. Whether we hope that you'll take it, get some proper management, get some studio work done, buy your gold teeth and your gold nose, because we know you're going to do that. And of course, it's your money. But we hope that you'll focus on doing the things that will, you know, put your career in the up position, right? So we will do this every single way until, if it's 52 artists we have on the board, we'll do 52 weeks. And then another year, we will have another 52. Listen, fans, if you're out there listening, that is just $52 for an entire week that you would have invested in reggae music if you, quote-unquote, love the music. It is $52 for the entire year that you would have helped another, which certainly you would be helping your artist, 52 weeks of this, and then the other year start, and then we do another 52. What this will also do is bring recognition to reggae music. I mean, I think we're a very popular underground music. We need to come out from the underground business and get on top of things like everybody else. Have a big show or big award show, and so people can have respect for what we're doing, our craft. Our music has changed countries. It has fought revolution. It has freed people, and it will continue to do that. It makes us give our spiritual awareness, bring our history in the foreground, just about everything our reggae music has been doing and continue to do. We just need to organize it a little bit, and those people who are really, really passionate about this and really working hard at this need to be remunerated. And this is part of a quick fix. I mean, I don't think anything is quicker than this. But artists who are on our list need to know that they have a part to play. You need to talk to your fan base and say, hey, fans, hey, we're going over Reggae Round Robin. All of you come to us. We are going to be uniting with all of the other 52 people on the chart. And everybody is going to do this together. We talk about together in our music. We talk about sharing. Let's really practice what we preach. Let's practice what we preach. Why is it so hard to get us together? I am not sure. Maybe do we want to get together? That's another thing. Is getting together and unity an illusion? We get together when we have a catastrophe and it lasts about 15 seconds. However, in that 15 seconds, the power of togetherness is so damn powerful that we can clear up a tornado tortured place in 15 seconds and as if it weren't there, because everybody got down and pulled up their sleeve and got things done. You understand? We can do it. We can do it. Why is this only temporary? Why is it only temporary? This is, well, if I had the answer, oh my gosh, maybe I wouldn't be here talking to you, because I would have been a zillion year times over. We need to get together, folks, and especially our people. We had our people getting together, some respect. Some of the things that happened to us in the past is because people got together why our generation survived. Do you realize that? Hey, we killed all of the people who tried to give us freedom. We killed Marcus Garvey. We killed Malcolm X. We killed Martin Luther. Every one of the people who tried to save us, we killed them. And then we set up statues and worship them after they're gone. You know, as if, well, we can deal with you while you're gone because you won't tell us anything more. And we worship your words because we ain't going to do nothing much with them anyway. But we keep them in the history book, and we have a statue. We like that better than seeing you in human flesh. This is a joke thing. We're a joke. So anyway, we have a couple of minutes on the about 5-6 minutes. I'm going to bring in back my friend here, Mr. Chef Lee, just for about 2 minutes and make him the same thing. And then we're going to be closing off. Well, we're not going to close off of BTR right now because we can play into BTR for another hour or so. So if you are on, those people are on the phone line, don't, maybe we're going to be starting another show. I doubt it if we're going to be able to get to Bermuda Live, but we're going to start the show anyway, and then we'll continue to play some music. If they come in, they come in. If not, stay on the line. Well, we're going to start the show. You may get drop off the line, but, you know, call back in. Before we go off this particular segment of the show, we're going to get back Chef Lee back in the house.
The material, we may go get panic, you know, and all for material, so we may go spend about $100.
Hey, Shafley, you're on air.
Sorry.
no, I'm just calling in and telling you, Hey, give me another 2 minutes thing, and then we're going to change over the show. You can still, if you get drop off, you can call back in because we're going to start another show. But I want you to tell the folks them where them can come get some good food for eat again, you know, and if you have another word or two for another minute, you can let us have it.
Yes, man. Yeah, man. For anyway, if you come New Orleans, man, you understand me. Link up Chef Rossley. As I'm going to tell you, say, we give them a phone number, 504-570-0989. Yeah, that's my number. As I'm going to tell them, the address is 6422 Art Street. Yeah, and if you want a map quest, it is 70122. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So if you come in a New Orleans and you want to come in out because, as I tell you, it's a backyard vibes. You understand me? You just come relax under the sun, moon, and star and just enjoy yourself. You understand? Yeah, we have a banana tree and all of them things. They said we like a island vibes.
Away, I said to me, you have mango tree too?
No, I don't have no mango tree. No mango tree.
Are you mango tree can, if banana tree can grow in New Orleans, mango tree can grow in New Orleans, man. What do you say?
Well, anything can grow in New Orleans so long as it's tropical. You understand me? So, mango tree will grow.
Then tell me something now, chef. You know, a hockey tree down there too.
Well, that's our problem now. Because not even that we can't get done. You understand? We have to go either Florida. Atlanta.
Well, we have a yam.
You understand me? But yam.
We have a yam.
Banana, pumpkin, okra,
what?
Carrot. You understand? You know, all of them things, the squash, zucchini, garden egg,
cucumber,
tomato. Yeah, all of them things there, yeah.
Papa.
Yeah.
Papa. One thing time. You don't plan a time.
Well, time enough. time enough. You know we have a thing done here enough to rosemary. So you know more time. You know we mix that as a time too. Cause
yeah.
Rosemary give spice too, but you have to know how to use it. You understand me? Just a tip. You can't use too much. You understand me?
Chef,
yeah, because what day I'm gonna do some rosemary fish too. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, you know, they have to taste all some of that. You know?
Hey,
you understand me?
Chef, where we're down Jamaica, you know? The best brew. Can you imagine? Boy, life is so strange, you
know? Listen, back in the days when we stay and see certain things at Jamaica, and we use it to our thing. You see, when we move out now and go other places, and the same thing, then we see the people, they might use the different thing, but they have them name it a different name.
Weird.
You understand me? Yeah, that, may I tell you something, when we look into it, I say weird. Enough little thing you see in Jamaica, where one time I said, boy, we never eat them things, we never eat them, because them pies and them things. No, we come in the store, I sell, you can't even buy it.
Yo, that's
true. Saying that's some shit.
But,
you know, so we see them thing in Jamaica, we never look with text and eat pie. All right, I eat a fruit name, with them call it, just the other day, we have them up some night, so, the name, where the fruit, the name, Maybelieve.
Yeah, yep.
All the time I pass this Maybelieve tree, and I see all of them little fruit here, and I say, wait, how are they this thing here, and I say, wait, I want to see that day one day, somebody come on and say, yes. This is the Maybelieve, and just pick it up, and man can see us out there and want taste and item and curious. We are love of one another. I said, why? Suppose it poison. Yeah, and one of the white papers just come on and say, yeah, this is the Maybelieve. You know, it's a sweet fruit. And just pick off a bunch of it and start eating. That we are saying that some shit.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Away, we just pick off a couple handful of it and it's going to go.
But
and the blender right away and bend up. Yeah.
Chef, listen. Which part of Jamaica are you there? You don't know some Maybelline a good fruit. What are you talking about?
Well, man, a Kingston, the man and grain.
Oh, that's
you understand me? Yeah, same time we do certain things and them thing there. You understand me? Me have to surprise because that like my barn pan a farm. I know, say yes, everything is everything. Me I tell you say certain things that we get people know as I'm say then back to reality now. Certain things that we grew up in that from so 20 you're supposed to don't know how we grew already. I have to explain most of that. You understand me? And me I tell you say give thanks to Rastafari and the blessing of Jah the Almighty for that. We can travel and know things and see different faces and different places and get to know love. You understand me? Come not tell you, so we still can't show with that. You know, because love is the only law to obey. You understand me? And, you know, to certain things, when we come really find out and see and really know. And people, you know, me have to give thanks and praise because me say, wait, there's only one thing, you know, Rastafari say, it's just, you know, unite. You understand me? Yeah, divide, we fall and unite, you know, we're strong. So, that's Rastafari at all time, unite, God. It's a lovely world out here, most of, because we have enough people in Jamaica with a life with vision where we see right now, you know, they will show me the right now, you know. So make them know, you know, man. Because I tell them say certain things, they have to cut out.
Hold on one second.